Thomas A. McKnight, Jr., I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Dorothy Ford, F-O-R-D. Her address is 3666 Chico Street, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-518-8997, ID XXX XXX 8636, date of birth 7-9-1943. This is an 80-year-old single woman. Her insurance is Anthem Blue Cross. I'm sorry, it's Medicare / Anthem Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Aetna. Local pharmacy is Walmart, 530-899-8650. This is addressed to Char Bush, C-H-A-R, Bush, P-U-S-H, N-P, Paradise Medical Group, 6470 Pence Road, Suite B and C, Paradise, California, 95969-3674. Phone is 530-872-6650. Fax 530-877-7260. The clinical indication, history of TIAs and cerebral infarction without deficit. This is entitled Neurological Consultation. Summary report. Dear Char Bush, thank you for referring Dorothy Ford for neurological evaluation with her history of TIA as a new paragraph. Dorothy was seen initially on January 3rd with a follow-up on February 12th, March 25th, May 6th, and June 27th. Her medical evaluate, new paragraph, current medications include Losartan, HCTZ, 50-12.5. Her blood pressure was found to be 100 over 47. She was also taking simvastatin 5 milligram tablets, valacyclovir 1,000 milligram tablets, PRN-APAP hydrocodone, naloxone spray, all without difficulty. New paragraph. She gave a history of sleep maintenance insomnia, where trial melatonin was not effective. Her laboratory testing demonstrated subclinical hypothyroidism, for which she was initiated on Synthroid 0.025 milligrams without difficulty. Follow-up laboratory studies in January showed evidence for hypercalcemia at a level of 10.7, a slight elevation of the D-dimer, and a positive double-stranded DNA antibody at a titer of 9 with positive reflex titers for Sjogren's antibody, SSB, at a level of 5.7. These findings may be seen in underlying SLE, systemic sclerosis, polymyositis, or mixed connective tissue disease. She currently denies any symptoms of dry eyes, dry nose, or dry mouth. New paragraph. Following our initial evaluation and findings, we discussed referral for static and ambulatory EEGs, but she did not complete this because she did not feel that she was symptomatic. New paragraph. We had an extended discussion today regarding the need for her to follow up with this testing, since in the past she did have COVID virus. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for those studies, and I will be seeing her back with the results of the EEGs, anticipating that she may have with her presentation of TIA symptoms underlying focal epilepsy. New paragraph. Her MRI scan of the brain showed some ischemic white matter changes, but nothing that was profoundly abnormal. New paragraph. Laboratory testing shows isolated biomarkers positive for Alzheimer's, but not significantly elevated to suggest that she is a candidate for having Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. In consideration, I will be seeing her for referral, and we will do additional testing to check her memory and mental function. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report then.